All right, we're getting ready to play a good football team, coming off a tough loss on the road. Offensively, they're led by Jameis Winston, a very aggressive and talented quarterback, the youngest player in NFL history to throw 50 touchdowns. They're very talented on the perimeter, as talented as a group as you'll find in this league. Defensively, they're fast, athletic. They make messes all over the field. They do a good job at their line stunts, and their linebackers run well to the football. McCoy's a tremendous player at three technique. He can wreck a game if you don't account for him early and often. Their linebackers are a fast flow and active group. And the secondary, they play very well to the front. Special teams, Anger's a tremendous directional punter. Does a good job hanging it up there. Puts it where he wants to put it. Nick Folk is a reliable kicker. He was just down the street a little bit ago and does a nice job for him. With that, let's open it up.
How's your team handling everything? 0-3 and all the noise that's come with it so far?
Yeah, we have our noise blockers on. The guys have been focused. They did a good job yesterday in the team meeting, an offense and defense and special teams meetings focusing in. And we had a good productive day today. Good to get out there in the heat and humidity today. That'll help us on Sunday.
What's been your message to the team? I don't agree.
Just handle our details. You know, we need to focus on ourselves, our football. We need to quit learning the same lessons over and over again. And, you know, it's about the details right now. Focus on keeping the main thing, and the details of our football.
And what's your reaction to John Mara's comments about Odell yesterday?
You know, we've had conversations on it. I'll start with this. We had 10 penalties in the football game. You know, penalties, snap to whistle, are penalties that happen, combative penalties in the game. You can clean those up with fundamentals. Pre-snap and post-snap penalties we have to clean up, and that's a part of it. Celebration penalties are things you can't have. You know, it's a poor reflection on me, on the program, and on the organization. We have a plan for it. We're going to handle it internally, and we have a plan for it moving forward.
Is he going to start on Sunday, Odell?
I'm done talking about it. We have a plan for it. We're handling it internally, and we have a plan moving forward.
Ben, what was one of the reasons why the Vikings were so successful in getting the ball downfield against Tampa Bay? What did you see?
I think they did a nice job, not just down the field, but short to intermediate. They came out, they did a good job completing the ball, getting Case some rhythm early in the ball game, and that just carried over as they went through the ball game. But they got the quarterback in a rhythm early. They did a nice job in protection. If you're going to throw the ball down the field, it always starts with protection. But the rhythm and the confidence early in the ball game is important.
Ben, what prompts you to say it's a poor reflection on me?
Oh, I'm the head coach. It's my responsibility.
Penalties across the board or specific ones?
Pre-snap and post-snap penalties.
So how do you think you fix that?
Well, recently it's been a problem. The past year it wasn't, and we're going to clean it up moving forward.
And so have you turned that into more of a team-wide message than a specific
Odell? No, it's something we talk about every day after practice.
How does Odell balance his passion for the game with some of the side antics stuff?
Again, I made my comments on it, and I'm leaving them at that.
Why has this become an issue in recent weeks, the discipline issue?
We tried to factor some tempo in, some discipline or pre-snap penalties.
I'm telling you, you said the ones you said are a poor reflection on you. Why is it?
Well, pre- and post-snap penalties. Some are discipline-related, some are not. But the pre-snap penalties, we injected some tempo in the plan last week offensively. We handled it well at times early on. As the first half went on, we didn't do a good job of it. We need to do a better job of it.
I guess that the specific nature, and I probably know what you're going to say, but that act, the actual way he celebrated, you have not shared any of your thoughts on that.
I just did. It's a poor reflection on me. It's a poor reflection on the organization. We have a plan for it moving forward.
Are you're convinced it won't happen again?
That didn't come out of my mouth.
Okay. Are you worried that it will happen again?
I'm not worried about anything. We have a plan for it if it does.
Okay. Did he tell you it was a response to the president? Because he indicated that on Twitter on Monday.
Yeah, personal conversation, stay personal.
Ben, how do you balance the idea that on the field in terms of production, you guys need every ounce of what Odell Beckham Jr. gives you, and yet there is some of the, as you mentioned, pre- and post-snap celebration stuff that goes with it, apparently?
Like I talked about in the conference call, we should be focused on the way he plays the game. He made two of the finest plays you'll ever see in pro football since I've been in the league. and those are getting overshadowed. It's unfortunate.
Do you appeal to him with that, though, Ben? Do you say to him, look at what you put on tape that's good, that is now overshadowed by celebration?
Personal conversations stay personal.
But Ben, there's been a relaxation of the celebration rules. So did you or your staff go over particularly what is and what is not allowed?
We went over it on a couple occasions. The officials came in, they went over it.
So should have had
They put more on the coaches and less on, or I guess more on the officials too, is really what happened.
Should there have been any confusion that what you did was a penalty, or were you not sure of that?
Whether it was or wasn't a penalty, it's still not something that we're condoning.
As a head coach, would you consider telling them if you score a touchdown to just hand the ball to the official? Can you make that a team rule? Would you?
Listen, we have a plan for it moving forward. We need to focus on our football. We got to get prepared to go win a football game down south in some conditions against a good team.
Can you talk about how important this game?
I'm not distracted. I think some people in this circle are distracted.
Ben, how important is this game overall? Like, are you at the point where you have to win this week?
Well, I don't know that I've ever been in a game that's not a must-win. I think every game's a must-win. That's what you do. That's why you come to work every day. That's why you're here early. That's why you stay late. You show up. You work hard to prepare to go win the ball game. That's why we're here.
Upon further review, when you look at the run defense, how much were they kind of missing? Maybe B.J. Goodson back there lining guys up and whatnot. Did that have anything to do with?
It was more than one position. You know, first things first, you have to give the opponent credit. They did a nice job, and then we have to go to work on ourselves.
And some of those guys that came back, look, BJ Goodson, burning.
They were limited today. Yeah, OV was out.
Did Sunday's performance, I guess, solidify in your mind that you need to call the plays for this team on offense?
Again, we'll take a look at that each and every day. I'll let you know when it changes.
What do you mean by OV being out? Didn't practice?
What's that?
You said OB was out and he didn't practice or he was out here?
Yeah, he was out working. He was working with the trainers.
Okay.
Shane Vereen, he was sore today.